I would like you to become comfortable, whether that means sitting or laying, whatever is more comfortable for your body right now. And when you are comfortable, I would like you to take 3 deep breaths, indicating to your body that you are entering into an altered state. And the first breath in through the nose, if you can, and out through the mouth. And the next. And again. And today we are going to teach you how to fully remove attachment cords. Now, attachment cords are energetic straps that grow between chakras from person to person. And they can be from love, they can be from fear, they can be from irritation, they can be from violence. And these cords sometimes naturally dissipate if you are someone that does Epsom salt baths regularly and meditation and yoga or tai chi. The cords can weaken, the darker cords, and dissipate. But for most people, it is a wonderful weekly practice. Particularly if you're laying in an Epsom salt bath, it's a brilliant way to do this exercise. And what you do is you go into your chakra in your mind. Let's start with the heart because it's a nice big open chakra. And I want you to imagine the faces of all the people that you've been dealing with lately. Now, you can do this one at a time. So you can do, you know, your husband or wife, you can do your workmates, or you can, at this point in the evolution of humanity, do a group. So let's put all the faces of the people that you work with, that you have interactions with, and line them up in front of you as if they were lining up for school, just facing you. Okay? Now imagine that you have cords from their heart to your heart, whether they are black, whether they are white, whether they are silver or gold, it doesn't matter. And I want you to imagine that they are screwed into your heart chakra like a screw top lid on a jar. So the base of your heart chakra has the rivets that you screw down on, and the end of their cords are individually joined together into a mass conglomerate that is screwed in. And I want you to screw the cords whichever way you see fit, and screw them out and pull them out of your heart chakra. And when they reach the edge of your heart chakra, which is probably about from your elbow to your wrist out, I want you to see those cords separating and going back to the person or people that have sent them to you. And just watch them like a slow elastic going back to them into their heart. And that is basically what you do with every chakra. So let's do the throat. Now I'm going to show you a couple of different techniques. So the one that resonates with you the most, the one that feels most natural, is the one that you will continue to do once a week for the rest of your life if you want to have nice, clear energy. So I want you to go into your throat chakra, and this time I want you to see the cords as all coming to points where they stick into a cork in the middle of your throat. So like needle-like points. So say you probably have 200-300 cords. But let's just say for now we practice, say 10. So just visualize some people that you've spoken to or have spoken to you in the last 6 months. Particularly people that have spoken to you rudely or aggressively or putting you down. Start with those. There might be one, there might be 100, but just pick maybe 8 to 10. See them line up in front of you. And I want you one by one to just see a pair of golden, like tweezers or pliers, pulling those points out of your throat chakra and see them floating out. And then after it, I want you to see the cork float out, floating out. And that cork dissolves as it reaches the end of the chakra, just like ash, and just dissipates completely. It does not touch your body. And the cords go back to the people into their throats that have sent them to you. Now we're going to skip the third eye for the moment, and we're going to go down to the solar plexus, which is just beneath your rib cage. And we're going to do a third type of cord removal. And I want you to imagine the same 10 people, if you like, or 8 people, or 1 if you're doing 1. I'd like you to imagine them, and this is your emotional center. This is where they really, you get hit hard emotionally. So I want you to imagine that in the base of your solar plexus is a brick. And that brick holds all of your anxiety, all of your tension, all of the unclear, not pleasant feelings that you feel when you are not feeling happy. And everyone who has ever sent energy into this brick, I just want you to see, don't worry about lining people up now, I just want you to see dozens, hundreds, or maybe for you it's only 1 or 2. It doesn't matter how many you see. But I want you to ask your higher self. I ask my higher self to show me all the cords, how many there are that need to be removed, to free me from any residue negativity or anxiety caused by these people I have interacted with. And just see that brick lifting up. Your chakra is going to expand so the brick can come through the base, because it's in your body. So the base of your chakra is the size of a 50 cent piece or a 20 cent piece. It's going to expand like a cervix releasing a child. It just opens, and that brick is going to come out with the cords. It's moving up now through the solar plexus and out. And because this brick is very heavy and carries a lot of emotions, all these cords are attached in like roots, or you might see them tied around. I want you to see two beautiful white or golden hands lean over and pick up that brick and place both hands around it and dissolve it with the light of the highest levels of the universe. And we're going to dissolve those cords this time right back to the people. Now, this is a technique where you don't give them back what they have sent. If you don't feel that you want to do that, this technique you can use on all your chakras. It's very powerful. Say if you're sending it to a loved one, someone you deeply love, but you've had an argument, or you've had a week where you're just not getting on, a powerful way to help change the energy, apart from the obvious of clearing your house with sound and bells and incense and sage, is doing this exercise where you remove the cords from that loved one. And you don't want to send the negative energy back to them so they can deal with it. You just dissolve the cord right back to the chakra it's connected to. And moving down now to the sacral chakra, which is above the pubic bone. And we're going to just do the first exercise again. We're going to see a cork and lots of cords going in with needles. And it's pulling out. You're pushing it out from inside. You're saying, I don't want this anymore. I am done with this. I am clearing this. I am releasing this. And when it gets out to the edge of the chakra, past the edge of the chakra, the cords are all pulled out by now, and they are going back to the people. And you can send it with love. You can think the thought of love to go back to them. And that cork is just dissolving into nothing. Now, for those of you that have been sexually abused or raped at some point in your life, we're going to go into the base chakra, which leads into very close to the female vagina and behind the male scrotum. And we're going to ask for assistance on this one. If you have had no sexual interference, then you can just do the base chakra like you've done any of the others. Pick one of the three techniques and just do it. But if you have had any form of interference, or you feel like you may still have some past life cords, which we can get into another time, just see these cords going in. And at the very, very base of them, I want you to imagine a beautiful ball of baby pink light. So that as you push this out of you, you are clearing and feeding your base chakra with this beautiful light of love. And as you pull them out, you obviously, if you've had interference, you may be seeing the face. You don't have to, though, of the person, the perpetrator. And you're just sending back that cord to them. Or if there is more than one person, I wouldn't do more than one at a time on the base with this. I would do each person individually. Unless it is something where you have been in a situation where you've been raped many, many times, and then you can put some of them together. And just drawing out the energy to the edge of the base chakra. And letting some of that pink light go back towards the perpetrator. Because the chances are that they are a very damaged human being. And it doesn't mean you have to be in a state of complete forgiveness when you do this. I mean, obviously, forgiveness is important for you. But if you don't want to send the pink light to them, then just don't do it. Just send the cords back. And if you have a lot of damage in the base chakra, just create in your mind another ball of beautiful baby pink light. And just imagine it's full of liquid and it explodes and just coats that chakra and your genitals with this beautiful healing energy. There are more advanced level of cord removal as well, and we will teach them another day. I hope you have enjoyed this exercise, and I hope you are feeling clearer, more balanced, and have a sense of happiness infusing your physical body. All my love. Shivana.